Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us now is Jared Brackett, and he is with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. Well, first of all, we're going to talk about exports. Always a hot topic. How are things sitting?
Exports are doing good right now. You know, when you consider we export about 10 to 15% of our product, it's good to know that exports are always growing. We've had some really bright places like Japan. The under 30 months of age restriction got lifted. We're looking at maybe getting on the same footing as some of our other competitors over in Japan if we get some of these tariffs reduced, which is also a bonus to us. But the biggest thing about exports that a lot of people don't understand is we're not exporting 10 to 15% of the animals. We're exporting about 90% of animals, parts of the animal. Like, when was the last time you had tongue, tripe, or liver? Most people don't understand that if we send those tongues to Japan, that's another $12 a head in our producers' pockets. Send tripe to Mexico. We send livers to Egypt and Central America. That's all adding dollars back to the animal, which in turn is dollars back in our producers' pockets to the term of about $325 a head. It's a lot of money to our consumers.
I've been to Japan, and of course, tongue was on the menu, and of course, we tried it. It was good.
It's different, isn't it? I mean, it's not there's anything wrong with it. It's just not probably my favorite meal, you know, but you got to try it to experience it so you understand why they like it, right?
Yeah, it's a texture thing, I thought, for me, but other than that, I thought it was great. Let's talk about new contractors. You have a new contractor.
So we do. And so if you want to be a contractor with the Cattlemen's Beef Board, there's a few things you have to be. You have to be a national organization, and you have to be willing to do contracting basis on a cost recovery basis. So that means you do the work, you turn in the receipts, and if they're approved receipts, then you get paid back for the work that you were approved to do, not above and beyond. So it's kind of a tough system to get involved with. But we had a new contractor this year. The U.S. Cattlemen's came to us and went through our committee process and asked if we would be willing to look at maybe doing a demand study. And we said, sure. And when we had our operating committee meeting in September, we divvied out and ended up spending about $40 million between X number of contractors, and they happen to be one of them. So we're really impressed and proud to have a new contractor on board, which to us means we're actually starting to expand the people who are willing to do contract work for us. So in theory, we can get better competition and make our producer dollars go further. I mean, that meeting was a really good meeting, but the worst part about it is we had to cut $12 million worth of things that people were willing to do for us because we didn't have enough money for everybody. So we're making these dollars stretch as far as we can and doing the best job we can for them with the producers.
All right. Let's chat producer communications and the drive. What is that?
So a couple years ago, we decided, you know what? We do a really good job of promoting the product, but we really don't talk to our producers who provide the dollar for us to spend. And so we said, let's go back. Let's go back to the grassroots. Let's go back to our producers. 70-80% think we're doing a good job, but let's make sure they know what we're doing, and let's make sure we know how they're feeling about things. I'm a producer just like they are. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to be on this committee and on this beef board to help spend these dollars the best way know how, but we want their input. So if they'll go to drivingdemandforbeef.com, they can turn around and sign up for a newsletter, which comes out quarterly. And then they can also explain to us what they think we're doing right, what they think we're doing wrong. I think it's a good way for us to keep in touch with our average consumer and average producer back home.
Very good. Jared Brackett with the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He is the vice chairman. Thank you for your time here today.
Thank you very much.
Stick around. Eric will be back with much more Inside Agriculture right after this. This is Ag Central.